So what prompted you to find God or Yahweh? What prompted that?
What caused me to look for Yahweh? Because I was a miserable man. I done told you that I done everything they had taught me from a child up to get a good job, get a good education, get a job, married, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think in this country we call it the great American dream. I call it the great bust, because I had all that when I was 35 years old. And I was a man most miserable. Something was missing in my life, and that's what me heard an evangelist on TV talking about Jesus dying for me and all this kind of stuff you hear on TV to televangelists. And I said, well, I've never heard about that before, so if that's what I'm missing, I want to know about it. And that's what begun my walk of faith. I started by hearing a televangelist on TV.
So you found God when...
Well, I didn't find God. He wasn't lost. And I don't like that statement. God ain't lost. I'm the one lost. When I cried out to him, he heard my cry. And he'll do that to anybody. Because he desires a relationship with his creation.
And why has it been important to you to spread your religious message?
Because it changes lives. In fact, it's why we were created. If we're out here doing what we're not created for, we're destined for doom. And we are destined for doom as a society. Because we're definitely not doing what he created us to do. As I don't know if you remember, you were never created to get a good education so you could get a job, so you make a difference in this earth. Because all you're going to be doing is promoting their system. And it ain't working. By the way, I don't know if you read the paper lately, but it ain't working.
College education?
No, the system. The system that we have, which is includes education, of course, and governments, and religion, and blah, blah, blah. It ain't working. If you don't believe it, read the paper. Ask yourself, is it really working? You know why it's not working? Was it we don't have fellowship with the one who will... allow it to work, because it will do it the way he said. And until we do it his way, there's no way he's going to let it work.
Well, if you were a young college student, what, or at that age, what effect was someone as spiritual as you would have had on you?
At my age, nothing. I'd have given the same results I get out of here. Get a job. Now, mind you, I'm only speaking because it didn't, okay? Because I didn't have that experience then. My job is to hopefully you don't have to wait until you're 36 to experience what I did. See, I didn't have somebody to really get in my face, as y'all might say I do y'all, which I really don't get in your face.
No,
I'm a very nice, kind guy. If you don't believe it, ask me.
What role do you serve to all these college students as they eventually move off campus and onto the rest of their lives?
I don't know if I told you this. I know she. I am a reminder. No more. I will remind you what you were put on this earth to do, and it was not to be doing what we're doing now. So he can incorporate that into it. The ultimate goal here is not to be doing what you want to do. It's what he created, whatever it is he created you. And believe me, he created us all to have fellowship with him first and foremost, and to keep the earth, dress it, and keep it. If you read Genesis 1 through 3, you see what he put us here for. Now, it's not my job to tell you how to do that either, by the way. That's the problem I see with religion. They tell you, they brainwash to you. Well, you ought to do this, do it. Well, no, you ought to seek the one who created you and ask him what to do. That's my job, just to remind you.
What would you have encouraged your kids to do if they were back in their late teens and almost done with high school? Because you obviously wouldn't encourage them to go to college. What would you have done instead?
Back then? What did I encourage them to do?
No, knowing...
Knowing what I know now,
yeah.
First of all, my house, we would be seeking. We would actually be doing scripture. at least I would be showing them Abba's will in his scriptures. Now, whether they ever did it, that's still, see, this thing still boils down to an individual thing. It's still left up to the individual where he will. That's why you don't see me out here pushing nothing. It's still going to be the ultimate decision lies within the person, not within a daddy saying it, mama saying it, preacher saying it. Not even if Yahweh said it.
How would you describe your worst day being out there on the street, and how would you handle that day?
I can't say that. I can't say that I have what you call a worst day. Because any day that you walking on top of this earth and not in a hole somewhere, dead, how can it be a bad day? Now, no doubt, there are better times than others, especially when the children are more responsive to you and wanting to talk and gives you and me an opportunity to witness to them. But even when they're out there telling me bad things, and they do, you know, get a job, blah, 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 God is dead, I mean, all kinds. Those things are not very pleasing to me. But still, at least I know what happens is, at least I know they're not dead because they're reacting, okay? If you tell me God is dead or get a job, for you to tell me that, I've done something, I had an effect on you. Because as you watched out there yourself, a lot of people just walk on by. Now, that doesn't mean they wasn't affected either. That just means they're not going to react or respond. Actually, I love response. I really don't like reaction. Reactions usually are not positive. Response usually is positive. Usually.
All right. But I know you have built some friendships with people who pass by.
Oh, man. After that article the other day with Sarah, you can't believe the people's come up and appreciate the article. But I've been getting, as you've seen, I get it anyway. But the article, these articles helps, by the way. What you're doing does help the ministry.
Well, what impact do you think you've made on those people specifically, the ones that actually talk to you more, that actually build some type of friendship with
Again,
them?
I think it reminds them, because like I said, I've told you many times, young people come back and say, you know, I'm glad you were standing there today and handed me that paper. It reminded me to go home and read, to study, the Word. So see, that's why I said I'm a reminder, because that's probably the response I get a lot of. I'm glad you were there today, man. You reminded me I hadn't such and such. So that's why I really like you. I've come to understand that is my job, just to remind you. Because I know in this kind of thing, being a young person like they are, it's easy to forget it until you get the depth where after you've walked in it 29 years like I have, you don't forget. You may not do it, but it ain't because you forgot. You know what? How many kids you know forget to eat when they're hungry? None. How many of them eat when they're not hungry? Lots. So I'm like that with the Word. I eat when I'm not hungry too with the Word.
And what would you do if for the next 2 years no one would talk to you or even pick up one of your sheets?
What would I do? You'll see me there every day until he tells me this is not. See, remember, I tell you in 203, he said, come here every day. Now, when he tells me that it's over, I'll move to the next destination as he tells me to go. You're going to see me out there until he tells me to leave. It has nothing to do with the response or the reactions. I'm not there because they respond or react.
It's because Yahweh told you.
Told me to. 203. You can write that, brother. I know I heard that as good as you just said. What you said. And he does talk too, by the way.
And overall, how successful or unsuccessful would you rate yourself in terms of serving now over the past 26 years since you've been doing this?
How would I rate me?
Yeah.
Now remember, I'm going to rate me better than I might be, okay? Because that's the natural man. He thinks he's a lot better than he really is, right? So I am going to be honest here. I say I've been very successful. But remember who said it, okay? We seem to have a tendency to think more highly of ourselves than we are. But I think Abba, if I do what he tells me, That's 100% successful, right? Because the success will not be based on response or reaction. Okay? That's just a plus when you get those going for you, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not the motivation, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we know in this world of the American system, response is big. Like, let's see, if you're a salesman, if you don't sell what your product, then you might not have your job. They might have to get, let's see, in the kingdom of Yahweh, it doesn't work that way. In the kingdom, you just do what he says. You leave the results of what you do up to him, okay? See, the results is not my responsibility. If it was, I'd have done killed all of y'all with the word, okay? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I'd have done knocked all of you in the head and make you wake up. But see, that's not what I... That result is not my job. You know my... You get my point.
I get your point.
And they better be glad I'm not, okay? Well, I'd be banging some heads right here. Because that's probably what I needed when I was a kid, too, you know. Somebody need to really bang me in the head. Abba, especially Abba. And it's a good thing he don't bang in the head. We'd all be dead.